Hello, everyone. This is Rocky Erickson with Montana Sports. You know, when you've seen as many basketball games as I have, you would think I would have witnessed every possible ending. Well, what took place in game number one of the state seeding in Butte between Scobey and Millstone? That was a first for me. With 1.3 seconds on the clock, the game was tied. Millstone's Brody Grebe was at the line. Brody would make his first free throw, putting Millstone up by one. They took a timeout. Coach Jason Grebe told his son to purposely miss the free throw so that Scobey would not get the ball out of bounds. Brody did as he was told. Scobey got the rebound and missed the desperation heave at the buzzer. Game over? Well, not exactly. The timeout buzzer went off during the free throw. It's important to note that neither team stopped playing. So what did the officials decide? Well, they put 1 second back on the clock and let Scobey inbounds the ball. Scobey's C.J. Nelson made a perfect pass to freshman Caden Handren, who hit the game-winning three as Scobey won 45-43. And the thoughts a day later from Millstone head coach Jason Grebe.
That game is just how life is, and I told the boys that you know, sometimes there's roadblocks in life, so you fight through them, you get to them, you get around them, you figure out how to deal with stuff that ain't fair in life, and that wasn't fair to my team, period. I don't blame the refs. I don't blame anybody. Maybe it was a situation that God set up and said, figure out how to get past this. I don't know what it was, but I know we play 50 games in the summer. We play all year. We play open gym. To get to this situation and then have something happen like that, it's like a knife drove in you and turned in you, and you walk out with your mouth open wondering what you could have did different.
By the way, the two teams would meet again on Saturday night in the consolation game. This time, Millstone won 46-39.